Damn. What's up? What's up? It's Lord Mav. I'm over here at 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning, leaving the hospital and shit. Real Lord Mavis type shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, leaving for these niggas to be like, you just fine, nigga. Everything is just fine. So it's like, whatever, I'll take it for right now. I gotta make some changes to my motherfucking life, though. But while I was in there, you know, the news was on real quick. So I'm like, let me talk about this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? For this, how you say, what was going on? So these niggas was talking about supposedly a football player. I can't remember the nigga name. I should have wrote the nigga name down. I probably did write it down, actually. Nope, I ain't write that nigga name down. Anyway, some fucking football player. This nigga running for some type of office. This is the first time even hearing about this shit. I don't know what this nigga running for. He got some weird ass, memorable ass name that I just can't remember right now. I don't know what's going on. But they did just hit me with a whole lot of radiation, nigga. I don't know. But it is fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, so can't say they put my brain on the fritz. It's late, nigga. But anyway, it's like a Sherman something. Herman something. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, this nigga, they talking about this nigga might have had an abortion that he paid for, right? And they talked about that shit for so long without saying why it's a problem to them that I was just sitting there questioning. I'm like, I thought y'all niggas love abortion. I thought this was y'all shit. Now you got a nigga talking about, well, not even him. Supposedly the would-be mother said that she had an abortion. And I don't know if the son is saying it too. I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. Because then they get into the position that he was taking on the, you know, niggas say no abortion for nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I personally, I ain't never heard nobody say that shit. Now, I need to do some research, of course. Because, you know, the mainstream media, these niggas ain't going to really show you nothing. So that you can understand everything. These niggas just going to say a bunch of shit. So we don't know who to believe. We don't know what to verify, nigga. But I don't know. It would be fucked up if he paid for an abortion and then to be against the shit. You got to keep your morals. But, you know, this shit is on the Daily Beast. I don't even think the Daily Beast is like a real motherfucking publication. That shit don't sound real. The Daily Beast, nigga. This what we doing out here? We following the Daily Beast? I don't get it. Shit sound like a stupid publication, nigga. Why we believing them niggas? And then all of this shit is gossip. Like, at the end of the day, this shit is all gossip. It's not something that's been verified yet. But they talking about it as if it's been verified. And they've been doing that shit for a while now. And the damage is going to be done. For the motherfuckers who talking all that shit. I seen a Republican on the news talking the same thing. Like, oh, his past is coming up. We tried to back him, but his past is becoming more of a problem. It's like, what are you talking about? What past? That he paid for an abortion? This is the only thing we're hearing about. I don't know. What was the time frame? Was he a young man? Was he an old man? You know what I'm saying? What was going on in his life? These are extra questions to help you understand the motherfucking situation. Not just say, oh, this nigga's a hypocrite, this, this, and that. And don't even have no verification of the incident. So I just think that shit is funny. Motherfucking South Korea blew up their own shit. I think that's funny. We ain't talking about that shit enough. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas is so busy talking about North Korea. Niggas like North Korea sent off a missile and it flew past this area. These niggas are talking about missiles flying past areas as if they acts of war. Niggas say, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Let them niggas test their missiles, nigga. You did it. You did it. What you mad because they doing it in 2022? I don't give a fuck, nigga. You got your missiles together in 1960 or some shit like that. That shouldn't stop the next nigga from making his missiles. Let them niggas test out their missiles. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, South Korea ain't been testing their missiles because them niggas blew up one on their own damn base, nigga. And we ain't talking about it like the extreme negligence that's going on with America going around the earth fucking arming niggas to fight battles that they ain't got no business involving themselves in, nigga. If North Korea is going to absorb South Korea, just let that shit happen. Let it happen. Because them niggas both Korean. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? We got a North Korea and a South Korea. They all Koreans, nigga. What the fuck does it matter? Let them niggas be one state. Let them be one state. I'm coming to intervene. Why you coming to intervene? Because South Korea is basically just Manhattan. If we being real with it, South Korea is basically just 42nd Street, my nigga. That's why America loves South Korea so much, because these niggas then went ahead and adopted that 42nd Street style of living. Niggas don't fuck with North Korea, because what they was like, niggas said, we're going to have some businesses around, but we also going to have people just living off the land like they supposed to. And we look up and we say, nigga, that's demonic. How you going to have a nigga living off the land? How you going to have niggas farming? This is what niggas be like. So niggas say, it's 2022. Why niggas is farming in your country? That don't make sense. Nigga said, what you mean? Nigga, how we going to get the food? You supposed to designate 10 people to farm for the whole country, pump that bitch full of chemicals so we could send it all over the country, and then you a proper fucking leader. I don't know. Niggas will say Koreans, North Koreans are starving, right? Every Asian I ever seen before in real life was skinny, son. If we being honest, these niggas, they don't be overfed. They don't be overfed. How can we even tell the difference if we being real? I only heard about motherfuckers saying they starving. Like, nigga, we in the age of technology, right? If I'm looking at the world and I'm saying many people have left North Korea, it's not like these niggas is a lockdown state where can't nobody escape that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So these niggas, out of all the people who had to leave and all the stories that America tell, you telling me I ain't never heard a story or seen a photo of a nigga being severely hungry, nigga? I ain't even seen a photo of a nigga looking hungry. I don't even know what a North Korean look like, if we being honest. And you could say it's ignorance on my part, but always at the end of the day, what we dealing with is that media shit, nigga, where they teaching us a lot of this shit. For most of us, we wouldn't even care about none of this shit if it wasn't put in front of our faces. Me as a black nigga from Brooklyn, what the fuck I care about North Korea and South Korea for? At the end of the day, what does that shit do for me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep pushing that America ain't never really had no war on this soil, you nigga. The only time America get fucked up is when the citizens be mad at the country and we start fucking shit up, nigga. It ain't never no other country coming in. You think that shit gonna change? Ain't nothing gonna change that. That's why niggas like me know this shit all be fake, son. Hundreds of years of nobody running up in America to solve no issue. And just now, 2020, when the technology will tell you that it's a nigga coming. You know what I'm saying? Before, you ain't know it was a nigga about to invade your shit till he was there. You know what I'm saying? You would have had to plant somebody in the middle so they could catch the nigga on their way and hopefully they get to you faster. You know what I'm saying? But now, what we got? We got radar and all this crazy ass shit. But right now, we saying niggas is getting in easier than ever. They lying, son. They lying. This shit incohesive. But last thing I want to talk about is this motherfucking raid, right? The Capitol raid. Now, when this shit was happening, that was around the time when I stopped giving a fuck about the news. So any footage I didn't see, I just heard everything they were saying. I watched some footage of it with a conspiracy theory nigga breaking it down, right? But even without him breaking it down, I would have saw how weird this shit is. Niggas is just standing around. You got a team of people who just infiltrated the Capitol building. And what they doing? They standing at the top of some stairs because they about to break through. They contemplating breaching the next hallway and shit. Okay. But they standing there. See, this is where you be missing vital shit. Are these niggas angry or not? Seems like they just there for a gathering, nigga. The emotions is not lining up with what just happened. Right? There's no emotion in what's happening until there's time to have emotion. And the motherfucker supposedly gets shot. Now everybody, oh, they shot her. They shot her. She wasn't even doing anything. And then what happened after that? Bunch of niggas standing around again. Said, why y'all niggas standing around? Didn't somebody just get murdered? Last time I checked, based off the video footage, somebody just got murdered. And y'all niggas are just standing around talking about it. Somebody, I cannot believe that they murdered that woman. They murdered an innocent woman. Nigga said, that's how you react to a person getting shot right in front of you? You look at the medics. The medics ain't doing shit. You like, is these real medics? It's like, this the problem. We be having too many video footages. That's how I'm going to say it. We be having too many video footages of all this weird looking shit. I don't know, son. It's easy to see, man. Because we see this shit so much and it's imitated so much in certain aspects that you get to learn like what the shit's supposed to look like to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? You look at the EMTs. And you like, or the EMS, whatever. And you like, these niggas ain't do nothing that they were supposed to do. This nigga checking her pulse. He ain't timing it. His fingers ain't in the spot that they supposed to be in. Shit like that. But I don't know. It's like, what you supposed to do? Because these niggas is going to lie to you. At the end of the day, they're still going to lie. And that's the difficult part to come to grips with or trying to understand that shit. It's like, I don't know. That's the point. It's a lot of fucking places or, you know, existences in this society where you just see the shit fake as hell, nigga, and you see the game with it. You know, why complain about abortion here if you stand for it fully? To have the Democrats and the Republicans bitching about the same nigga. This shit don't even make sense, son. About two different reasons, technically. I don't know. That's all I got to say. I'm out. Peace.